You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
All this person wanted to know is what is going on with the alls in Alls I Know.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now, as she does every Sunday morning, is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca.
And when you sent me this phrase through email to say that this is what we were going to be talking about, I looked at it and I was like, I never say that. And then I said it out loud, Alls I Know. And I'm like, no, I totally say that. I say it all the time.
And this is not surprising to me because this construction is all over the Midwest as well as other parts of the country, which we'll come back to. I don't think that I produce this. I certainly am familiar with it, but I will be listening to see if I say it. And it was brought to my attention by a person who came to a book event in East Lansing recently and said, where does this construction come from? Alls I Know. It's called an all cleft. It's a kind of sentence where you get this subordinate clause up in the front. For example, all I know is, followed by a form of to be. We can also do it with a pronoun like what. What I know is, or all I know is. Now, what's interesting with the all, if it's all I know or all that I know, is that the all implies that the thing that we're talking about is relatively small or minor.
You might say something like, all I know is that I don't want pizza for dinner. One little tiny detail, one little thing I can eliminate. I don't know what we're going to eat, where we're going to eat it, how we're going to eat it. All I know is that I don't want pizza.
It's a great example. And it's such an interesting use of all to have that meaning. Now the question of where does this come from? There are a couple of different hypotheses, and I'm not going to be able to give one answer on this. But Ben Zimmer wrote an interesting column for the New York Times in 2010. This was when he was writing the On Language column after William Safire passed away. And in it, he supports the hypothesis that alls is actually a shortening from all as, where the as is working as a relative pronoun. We know we can say all that I know, and here it would be all as I know. The Dictionary of American Regional English has examples of alls back to the 1880s, and Ben Zimmer went back to look at literature before that date and found some nice examples of all as. For example, from George Eliot's story, Silas Marner, which was first published in 1861, here's the line, all as we've got to do is to trust in. And that all as was often used to depict a character, for example, as more rural. The Dictionary of American Regional English also notes alst as a synonym. And alls is sometimes spelled with an apostrophe and sometimes without an apostrophe. I also want to note that there's a really nice entry on alls on the Yale Grammatical Diversity Project website. And there they have a really helpful map where you can see alls showing up in the Northeast of the United States, the Midwest, also the South. But they also have examples, for example, in California. All right, Rebecca, a question for you. As someone who uses alls, do you think you can use it with the pronoun you?
Let me think. Alls you need to do to fix that. Yeah, you know, I think I can. Again, if you had sent it to me in print, I'd be like, nah, but when I say it out loud, yeah, I probably can.
And this is what's interesting. You have other articles out there about alls, some of them very theoretical, with other theories about the origins of the expression. And some of them say that the construction is not used with the pronoun you. But when you look at the data and you talk with someone like you, you can find examples. All's you gotta do is this, alongside all's we're trying to do, or all's he knows is whatever it is that he knows.
Well, Anne, all's I know is that we are out of time. Thanks so much.
It goes so quickly. Have a great Sunday afternoon.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.